And there's been a wave of reaction to the news that the undocumented Mexican immigrant accused of shooting and killing a young woman as she strolled with her father in San Francisco last week admitted to it in a local television interview. Francisco Sanchez spoke from jail with KGO-TV in San Francisco.
Did you shoot Kate Steinle, the lady who was down on Pier 14?
Yes.
You did shoot her?
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez had been deported five times before that shooting, and that's being seized on by Donald Trump, who'd of course called Mexican immigrants criminals and tweeted that this is an example of the broken immigration system. Ted Goldberg is a news editor at Here Now contributor KQED in San Francisco. Ted, so many questions. How is it that there was an interview of this man accused of murder?
Well, I mean, from what I understand, if you want to interview an inmate at the San Francisco County Jail, all you have to do is put in a request through the sheriff's office. As you can see in that interview, there was no lawyer there. And at the very end of the piece, the reporter said that Sanchez didn't have a lawyer. I spoke to the public defender's office. They will be representing him. But all they really needed to do was go through the sheriff's office mm-hmm. and walk in and conduct an interview.
And of course, this has brought a wave of concern from people who have long been concerned about so-called sanctuary cities. San Francisco is one. Just tell us what that means and how is it that Sanchez had been deported reportedly five times but was still here.
So immigrant advocates in many California cities, including San Francisco, for some time have pushed local law enforcement and government to protect undocumented immigrants for fear of deportation. In these particular cases, the government has responded over the last decade or so and said, okay, we're responsible for making sure our communities are safe. We're not responsible for deporting immigrants, and we're not responsible for helping the federal government for doing that. In fact, you know, they say, look, if we go ahead and help ICE out and deport people, then if we need help when we go through some of these communities, we're not going to get it because those communities are going to fear that, you know, they can't trust us yeah. and they can't help us solve crimes.
So it's not that somebody who commits a crime, for instance, wouldn't be arrested by a city like San Francisco. San Francisco just says that they will not do the federal job of deporting them. But how just this what seems to be a random act. Sanchez said he found the gun in a shirt. He accidentally fired it after taking sleeping pills.
There seems to be a lot that's tragic and also absurd about this story. I mean, the place where this woman was shot and killed is a very popular place for tourists to walk and a very safe place, at least until Wednesday. It was daylight at the time. This is not a place where you think you're going to get shot. It's a place where people come to visit and look. And this woman's family is devastated, as you can imagine. And on the other hand, you have this man who seems to be, according to my interpretation of this interview, he is either mentally ill or, as his record would indicate, has a problem with drugs. And during that interview, he seemed not necessarily in control of everything that he was saying or that he really understood the questions that he was being asked. And so, you know, this may be the person that people who are criticizing sanctuary cities have put up as proof positive that these systems need to change. But as we learn more about him and learn more about the case, this may not be the best argument.
Ted Goldberg, news editor at KQED in San Francisco. Ted, thank you.
Anytime.